on the campus of Schreiber High School. Tonight, the Washington Vikings play host to the Great Neck South Blazers. I'm Matt Levine, alongside my partner Dylan Spilka from beautiful Port Washington, New York. We have a terrific basketball game for you tonight. It's the young Port Washington Vikings at 0-2 and the Great Neck South Blazers at 0-3. Now let's go to Dylan with tonight's keys to the game.
Starting things off with number one, Port Washington has to hold on to the basketball on the offensive side to win this one. We have said it every single night, and if they limit the turnovers, they will be successful. We're just moments away from tipping things off here, so let's take a look at the starting lineups. For Great Neck, it's a talented starting five. It's the point guard Tyler Witt, the talented guard Sheldon Henry, forward Gabe Lefkowitz, forward Jason Goldstein, and center David Sebzer.
And for the Vikings, it's center Daniel Dash, point guard Connor Shanahan, guard Joe Malconian, forward Jack Stolper, and big man Garrett Ressa.
And here we go, tipping things off here in Schreiber High School. Daniel Dash and Gabe Lefkowitz to tip things off here. Dash wins the tip, going way in the zone. It's thrown back and bounced by Stolper, who gets it right now with the court. Jack Stolper, guarded by Henry. Now back up top. Almost taking it away. The rest of it takes it, drives, kicks out to Shanahan on the left side. Mishandles it, drives on Goldstein. Finds Dash wide open in deep. Puts up a layup, stuffed away by Gabe Lefkowitz. Now it's taken back the other way by Tyler Witt.
That was some good defensive play from the Great Neck South Blazers early on in this game.
Gabe Lefkowitz at the top, gives it to the left side to Witt. Witt rolls to Sebzer at the top, crosses over Joe Malconian, puts up a three off the front rim. No good. Rebound to Daniel Dash.
Good aggressive rebounding from Dash.
Thomas Shanahan bringing things up. Kicks it out to the right side to Stolper. Stolper tries to make a move on Henry, can't, brings it all the way up to the top. Drives left on Henry, gets double teamed. Trying to find an outlet, defensive pressure. Taken away. Dash on the ground, taken away by Goldstein, right into the center. Looks to slow things down.
The Vikings need to hold on to the basketball, as we stated earlier. To win this game, they have to not turn the ball over.
Henry dribbles, almost loses the ball, able to kick it out to win at the point. Almost taken away by Stolper there. Great aggressive defense early on. 17 on the shot clock, no points scored, 6:44 left. Witt drives, kicks it out to Witt. Now back to top of Sebzer. Kicks it to the right side to Sheldon Henry. Witt's the drive on Stolper, can't kick it out back to Witt. To the middle. To Goldstein, drives on Daniel, puts up a fadeaway shot, no good. Rebound, fought for, has grabbed by Goldstein. Now back up top to Witt. Controlled by Great Neck South. Looking for the first points of the game here with just over 600 points. It's an easy pass to Sheldon Henry. Good control, kicks out to Sebzer. Now it's a free throw line to Lefkowitz. Shot no good, rebound to Dash.
Another strong rebound from big man Daniel Dash here early on.
We'd like to see better rebounding from Port early on. Some offensive rebounds from Great Neck South. Stolper finds Ressa and drives on Goldstein off the back rim, and it's good. 2-0 Port. Witt guarded by Shanahan, just past that court. Back to Witt on the left side. Now top to Sebzer, guarded by Malconian, out of the right side to Henry. Henry guarded by Stolper. Goldstein sets a kick, Henry drives left, crosses up Stolper, looks for a shot, can't find it, finds Witt easy, guarded by Shanahan, out of the right side to Goldstein, puts up a shot, air ball, rebound to Garrett Ressa. Very poor shooting from Great Neck South early on. Malconian drives on Sebzer, to the left side to Shanahan, now in deep to Dash, looks to drive on Goldstein, backs in, puts up a shot off the back rim, rebound to Goldstein.
Back to the rim strong. He faded away on that shot. He just needs to put up a nice strong soft touch up the
ball. Quick pace basketball with very little baskets early on. 5 minutes remaining. 2-0 Great Neck South. Lefkowitz looks for a pass in deep to Goldstein. It'll be court ball. Very unnecessary pass from Lefkowitz there. And Jack Stolper will inbound for ball. On the basket for Washington. Hey, get your spots, start your spots. Hey, Connor, no substitutions yet. Both teams rolling with their starters. Stolper to bring up the ball for court, guarded by Henry. The lefty drives right, kicks out to the right side to Ressa. He drives on left, puts up a layup, no good, gets his own rebound. Hacked by Sheldon Henry, and he's fouled on the floor.
Foul is on Green Neck South. Sheldon Henry, as he hacked Garrett Ressa as he put down that rebound.
Shanahan to rebound the ball under Great Neck South basket.
Laconia wide open. Finds an even opener, Garrett Ressa, for an easy two for four.
Well, Washington leads 4-0.
4:25 remaining. Up top, run by Laconia, puts it to three, and it's good. The first basket for Great Neck South.
Great Neck South doing a lot of things well other than their shooting. Their passing is very good right now early on in this one.
Stolper drives on Henry, puts up a crazy shot, no good. Rebound, tried to get by Malcone, he tries to put it back in play, no good. Great Neck South tries to work at the ball, but it's taken away by Stolper, and he throws a pass that's tipped out of bounds, and it will be Port Washington the ball. Low scoring game so far, 4 minutes to go. 4-3 Vikings. Shanahan brings up the ball for Port Washington. He drives on Witt to the right side. Dash sets a pick, tries to get open. Shanahan finds Stolper inside, guarded by Henry. Stolper puts up a layup, and it's good.
Good aggressive move from Stolper, getting into the paint and putting up a nice shot.
Excellent job by Port to get in deep here. Not really forcing the outside shot. Great next half. Now Henry at the top, guarded by Stolper. Kicks it out to Sabzul, puts up a three on Malconian. Off the back rim, no good. Rebound again.
That's Dash's third rebound in this first quarter. We look to see him keep up this streak of a lot of rebounds in these games.
Ressa drives on Witt. A little bit of a mismatch there. Now Lefkowitz on Malconian. But the ball is taken away by Great Neck South. Jason Gibbs. The ball is drawn up by Witt. Now at the point, he finds Henry with a spot up the shot right at the top. And he kicks it out to Witt on the right side. The three-pointer is good, so that's 2 3-pointers early on here from Great Neck South. Haven't really had much success driving the ball early on. And that's good interior defense from Port, but the outside shot seems to be clicking. Shanahan drives left, kicks it to Daniel inside. Dash puts up a shot, no good. The rebound, fought forward, grabbed by Witt. Witt brings up the ball, looking to quicken the pace here. Now he slows it down and drops it back to Henry. Henry drives right on Stolper, drops it back to Witt. Now to the left side to Sadzuri. Sadzuri looks forward inside, can't find it. Instead finds Wolfsey, who puts up a shot and it falls in.
Great Neck South showing off their outside shooting, and Port Washington doing the exact opposite, showing off their interior offense.
2:10 to go, 6-7 Great Neck South. Joe Malconian drives to the left side, and it's an offensive foul on Joe Malconian, and he can't believe it. It'll be Great Neck South ball.
I disagree with that call. I don't even think he hit him hard enough for that to be a foul. But in comes sophomore Matt Schmitz and junior Mark Daly, who will check in for Dash and Stolper. The first substitutes of the game with 2 minutes left in the first quarter.
No subs from Great Neck South early on here. Henry drives right on the point. He finds a lane, double team, kicks it out. Shot by Gabe Lefkowitz, no good, rebound to Garrett Ressa.
That was a phenomenal pass and look from Sheldon Henry, but Lefkowitz could not finish on that one.
1:45 to go, Matt Schmitz finds Mark Daly inside. Layup, no good, rebound to Jason Goldstein. Witt bringing up the ball for Great Neck South. Guarded closely by Mark Daly, 1:30 remaining. Kicks to the right side to Sadzor. Now up top to Goldstein, now to the left side. Looking for room to operate. Drives on the baseline. Stops on Mark Daly and then kicks it back out to Lefkowitz, who drops it to the top to Goldstein. Goldstein guarded by Ressa, drives, kicks it out to Lefkowitz, and drops it up top to Henry. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Henry trying to look for a pass inside, finds no one, and it will be Port Washington ball. Turnover from Sheldon Henry.
That pass was almost too good that it was so bad. It was a very quick pass, no look, and he confused his own teammate.
In comes number 13, Jason Lee, in 30. Hans DeWitt for a Great Neck South. Just over a minute remaining here in the first quarter. For Washington, down 8-6. Matt Schmitz on the right baseline. And he stepped out of bounds, and it will be Great Neck South ball. Not a great play for Matt Schmitz there.
They need to stop turning the ball over. We say it every time. Every time they do it, we say it. They need to stop doing it.
It's good baseline D from Great Neck South early on. It's guarded by Daly. Now gives it to Lee. Lee guarded by Malcone on the right side. Drops it on top to Henry. Henry guarded by Shanahan with just over 40 seconds remaining. And he gets fouled by Connor Shanahan on the play as he tried to drive left.
That'll be Connor Shanahan's first foul, and Great Neck South will get the inbound from the far side of the court.
Another call that I disagree with, actually. I think that Henry fell down on his own, tripping over his own feet. I disagree with that call. I don't think Shanahan hand-checked him at all.
6 seconds separate shot clock from the game clock. Leftwards, he's guarded by Max Schmitz, kicks it out to Lee on the left side. Now up top to a wide open Henry. Henry puts up a three, no good. Rebound fought for, and it'll be Port Washington ball as Garrett Russell and DeWitt fought for down low. 27.2 to go. Shot clock turned off. Shanahan brings up the ball, looks to slow it down for the last possession of the ball. Matt Schmitz on the right side, dribbles from center. Beyond the arc, gets it to the right side to Connor Shanahan. Now to the baseline. Looks for a pass, finds Malconian down low. He drives with 5 seconds remaining. The ball's fought for down low. Malconian looking for Daly inside. The ball's fought for, and it'll be Great Neck South ball. Not even a shot taken on that play.
They turned it over once again, late in the first quarter.
Second opportunity by Henry is no good, and we will go into the second quarter with Port Washington down by 2 points, and we will be right back to you with more Port Washington Vikings basketball.
And we are back here live with the second quarter. Great Neck South inbounding the basketball in favor of them, 8-6 in this one. Henry bringing up the ball, guarded by Shanahan. He kicks it out to Lee on the right wing. Lee gives it back to Henry at the top of the key. A couple dribble moves from Henry. He picks up his dribble, guarded by Shanahan still. Sabzuru, he drives left. Pulls it back out, drives again, almost travels, and it's stolen away by Shanahan. Good defensive effort from the Vikings. A cross-court pass to Ressa, and it's blocked, and it's tipped off of Ressa. Turnover from the Vikings again. Sheldon Henry with a good rejection, and it hit off of Ressa.
That's really an unfortunate play. I thought Port would have had a quick bucket there, but... Crazy pass from Connor Shanahan in deep into a turnover.
Henry handling the backcourt duties, brings up the ball for the Blazers. He finds Sabzuru. One bounce and gives it to Henry again. Henry drives right, pulls it back. Number 30, Hans DeWitt with a shot, no good. Ressa down the other way. Schmitz puts up a corner three and it's off the front iron, no good. Rebound. Good rebound by Connor Shanahan. He drives right, puts up the lay-in, no good. Rebounded by Schmitz, offensive rebound, puts it in for the lay-in.
Excellent recovery by Matthew Schmitz there, missing the wide-open three, then coming right back with an aggressive lay-in.
Henry at the top of the key, bounce pass into Goldstein on the high post. Henry on the right wing, jab step, passes to the cutting Goldstein. The post spin move, no good, rebounded by Mark Daly. Outlet pass to Shanahan, back the other way. Fast-paced action. A cross-court pass. Another three from Schmitz off the back iron this time. No good. And he almost steals it away. And in fact, he does. The ref signaling, and it will be Port Washington basketball.
Another excellent effort from Matthew Schmitz. Nobody thought he was going to be able to get to that. He knocked the ball away. Now it's Port's ball into the basket.
Shanahan with the inbound. Passes on the left to Johnny Bellini in the corner. No good on the three.
That's 3 3-pointer attempts in the first 2 minutes of the second quarter here. All missed.
Sheldon drives down the court, puts up a lay-in. Henry, no good. Rebounded by Ressa. Shanahan with a good behind-the-back move and regains possession. Schmitz drives baseline, and he is fouled on the floor by number 30, DeWitt. And it will stay here, Vikings basketball with 26 left on the shot clock.
That was a nice aggressive move from Matt Schmitz. An incoming Ben Spear, the junior, is coming for Garrett Russell.
And about a minute ago, Bellini checked in for Joe Malconian. And here Shanahan inbounds it again, and he finds Daly in the corner. Daly double teamed early. Spear in the high post. Shanahan on the right wing for three. A high arc shot, airballed. And there's a foul on Henry, over the back foul on the rebound. Vikings ball still with 5:57 left in the second quarter.
I think the Vikings are very fortunate to have this game tied right now. They've chucked up 4 unnecessary three-pointers and fouls by Great Neck South that kept the ball on their end.
Shanahan again inbounds it to Bellini, number 10. He finds Shanahan in the corner. Shanahan into the post to Daly. And another shot from Shanahan for three, airballed again. And it was off, the rebound is off Schmitz. Out of bounds, and it will be Great Neck basketball.
Port has not drive the ball to the basket in the first 2.5 minutes of this quarter. They need to get to the basket.
They're very successful in doing so in the first quarter. They will look to do that this time. A nice defensive effort from Shanahan. And Henry loses him and drives, and he is fouled on the floor. Foul will be on Connor Shanahan of the Vikings.
And you don't want to get him in foul trouble. He's easily the best offensive player on this team. And if he's in foul trouble, this whole offense is in trouble.
And early on, he will come out of the game for Malconian, losing their best offensive player. And we have a tie game at 8 with 5.5 left in the half. Inbound to Goldstein. Goldstein on the right to Lee. Lee to Sobzeru at the top of the key. Guarded by Daly. Setting his play. He drives right. Kicks it out to Henry in the corner. Henry jab steps and goes left. He goes left. He goes right. Moves, loses his defender. And he puts in a layup and one.
What an excellent move by Henry. You see the versatility on that man. He went up very aggressive. The foul was on Ben Spear, and it was an excellent effort by Sheldon Henry.
And coming back in is Lefkowitz in for DeWitt. Great dribbling skills from Henry, the point guard. And he leads his team in every offensive category early in the season this year.
That was a very shifty move to get Great Necks out their first bucket of the
game. His first shot from the line, and his only shot is good. An 11-8 lead, he completes the three-point play. Bellini bringing up the ball for the Vikings. A good dribble move from Bellini. And he finds Schmitz in the corner on the baseline. No good on the lay-in. Rebounded by Henry, back the other way. Henry slows it down and resets the offense. A good dribble move, gives it to Sobzeru. Sobzeru takes it back out from the line. Loses it and gets it from Henry. Henry at the top of the key. 15 left on the shot clock. Gives it back to Sobzeru. Sobzeru drives, puts up a floater, and he is fouled. Foul will be on Port Washington. Number 23, Mark Daly from the Vikings.
I want to go back to that last offensive drive for Port because I thought Johnny Bellini did an excellent job finding Matthew Schmitz in deep. You want to see that more because Port was forced to take a couple outside shots early on. And to get a couple layups here in the second quarter would be huge for Port Washington.
Sobzeru's first shot from the stripe is no good, in and out. Checking in for the Vikings is number 3, Ankin Jean-Levin, his first minute of the season on the court. And Garrett Ressa Sr. checking in once again for the Vikings. Sobzeru's second shot with 4:45 left to play in the half. The shot is up and it's good. A 12-8 lead for the Blazers in the second quarter. Malconian cannot find anyone, and he inbounds it wild to Ressa. Ressa will bring it up. He gives it to Malconian. Malconian spin move, and he is called for a traveling. As he puts up the wild shot, he is called for the travel violation. Blazers basketball, another turnover from the Vikings.
That full court press by Great Neck South forced Port Washington to quicken their pace, and it forced a turnover.
Henry guarded by Malconian. He goes to the right wing, gives it to Sobzeru at the top of the key. Sobzeru puts up a three, and he hits. He got it from three. Deep three-point land for Sobzeru. That is his second three of the game.
That's the big difference early on. You're seeing Great Neck South connecting on their outside shots. Port Washington is forcing their outside shots.
15-8 lead with 4:15 left to play in the half. Levent kicks it out to Spear on the right wing. Spear. Bounce pass to Levent in the post. Levent will drive into the lane, and he is called for a walk.
That's not how he wanted his first possession to go. A turnover on the first time he touched the ball.
Spear with some good offense and defense. He will come out, take a rest for Dash as they try to get a layup from the big man. And coming in for the Blazers is number 5, Tyler Witt. Checking out is Henry. And Witt will become the point guard, and he brings it up for the Blazers, guarded by Malconian at the top. Good communication on defense from Dash, and he tips the pass away, and it is stolen away. Out of bounds, it will be Port Washington basketball as they force a nice turnover.
Port has been very aggressive on defense early on. You see it there with Johnny Bellini tipping away the ball. Now Port has it with just under 4 minutes to go.
Malconian handling the point guard duties as Shanahan is taking a seat for foul trouble. He drives, bounce past the Dash. Dash puts on the floor, but he's called for a walk before he dribbles the basketball. This is the third travel in the last three possessions for the Vikings. 3:35 left to play in the half. Witt with the ball at the top of the key. A dribble out move. Sabzaru puts up the three. He connects again. That is his third three of the half. Sabzaru showing off his outside shot talents.
You know, it's saying something that Sabzaru has more points than Fort Washington has combined.
Bellini in the lane. Bounce pass to Levent. A chest pass and a good lay-in from Levent. That is his first basket of the season. 18-10 lead for the Blazers.
Fort needed something there. That was a huge layup.
And Goldstein guarded by Dash at the top of the key. Gives it to Witt on the left wing. Witt to Lee. Lee drives. Spin move at the free throw line. And the shot is by Goldstein from the elbow. And he connects. A 10-point lead for the Blazers with 2:48 left to play in the half. Levent bringing up the ball for the Vikings. Guarded by Sabzaru. And Sabzaru reaches in and is called for the foul. 28 seconds on the shot clock left. Levent will inbound it and looks for Bellini.
With 2:43 left, Fort needs to put some points on the board to shorten this lead, but that's not going to help.
And it is turned over on the inbound pass. Sabzu with a good tip and Witt with the layup. 22-10 lead. Bellini will bring it up now for the Vikings. And almost stolen away again by Sabzu, but Levent gets it at the top. Dash, nice feed in the lane to Ressa, cannot finish. And there's a foul called. Foul will be on Ressa with a reach-in foul on Witt. And the Blazers will take the ball with 2:21 left to play in the half. 12-point lead.
Nothing is falling to Fort right now. That was a very wide open layup for Ressa there and missed it.
Bounce pass poked away by Dash, but regained by Goldstein. And Witt at the half court line goes right, gives it to Sabzaru. Sabzaru is guarded by Levent. A nice screen from Goldstein. Sabzaru for three, no good. And it's rebounded by Dash off of Goldstein. Dash awarded with the rebound, and it will stay Vikings ball with 1:59 left to play in the first half. Levent inbounding. And he finds Malkonian. Malkonian will bring it up, guarded by Witt. 30 left on the shot clock. Malkonian drives in the lane, bounce past the Dash, cannot handle it, but Malkonian regains it. He drives under the basket and he basically hands it off to the Blazers' Lefkowitz. Turnover again by the Vikings, and Witt back the other way. Sabzaru on the left wing, and Witt looks to hold the clock with a minute 30 left. They can get a nice one shot right here and give the Vikings the ball back for the last shot. Goldstein at the top of the key. Sabzaru loses it but corrals it again. Witt at the top of the key. He drives right. 8 seconds on the shot clock. He puts up a nice fadeaway from the baseline and it's good.
That was an excellent basket from Witt there, fading away in a crazy shot for him right there. So lengthen this lead for Great Neck South.
A minute left in the half, Dash in the corner. He feeds Levent in the post. Levent, he drives, spin move, kicks it out to Bellini in the corner. Bellini will drive into the lane. Malkonian from the top of the key for three, no, it's in and it goes in. Excuse me, I said no good, but it goes in. A friendly roll from the rim.
Yes, very friendly rim right there on the home court.
38 left in the half. Witt at the top of the key. He goes right, gives it to Sabzaru. Sabzaru to Lee. And Lee gives it to Lefkowitz, guarded by Ressa. Goldstein at the top of the key, guarded by Dash. Dash with some good defense. Sabzaru puts up the left wing three, in and out. Rebounded by Ressa, and 17 seconds left on the shot clock. Timeout is called. 17 left on the game clock. Timeout is called from the Vikings. 16.2 left to play, 24-13 lead for the Blazers, and we will be right back with the last 16 seconds of the half. Welcome back with WDOT Port Washington, 16.2 left in the half. And Levent will inbound the ball, Shanahan checks back in. Schmitz also back in, Malkonian in, and Ressa for the Vikings. Shanahan out to Malkonian on the right wing. Screen by Schmitz. Malkonian dribbles out to the top of the key. Bounce pass in to Schmitz in the post. Stolen but fouled by Lefkowitz of the Blazers. And they will take it under their basket. Shanahan will inbound with 5 seconds left.
That was a good foul to give by Great Lakes out there. Only 5 seconds left to put up the foul. They desperately need to get back in this game right now.
Inbound to Levent on the right wing. Levent drives, kicks it out to Malcone, and under the basket, he is stuffed by DeWitt. And the shot is good. He counts it from Schmitz. Schmitz gets the rebound off the block and hits it in. It looked like it was after the buzzer, but the referee says it counts. A nice basket going into the half for the Vikings. 24-15, the Blazers lead. And we will be back with a halftime update from WDOT Fort Washington. Welcome back to WDOT Fort Washington with the first half over. The Blazers lead 24-15 over the Vikings. We have a special halftime report right now. Dylan, the Vikings turning over the ball a lot, often in this game and in previous games. So what do they need to do to come back from a 9-point deficit and win this game?
I don't really know what it is, Matt, but early on it seems like the jitters got to them. There was plenty of times where they had a good possession and then they ruin it with the traveling. They would get a turnover on defense, they would rush the ball up the court, they would pass it to somebody down low, and then that person would travel. Those are unnecessary turnovers for court, and they deserve to be down 9 right now. They're also missing shots. At one point they had 3 missed threes in a row where they could have held on to it, they could have set up a play, or they could have driven to the basket, maybe drew a foul, and they need to be more aggressive, to put it like that. And now they're down 9, which is a very tough lead to come back from coming into the second half.
Fort Washington needs to slow down the pace on the offense and take the smart shots in order to chip back in this game. And the Blazers are doing everything right, it seems like. Early on, they couldn't get a shot to fall, but once they got their shots falling, it was very easy for them. Sheldon Henry being held in check early. Dylan?
But David Sabzuru is really stepping up here for Great Neck South. There was one point where he was just chucking up threes, and he was making them every single time, and that's the huge difference right now. Those threes that he made in the second quarter have extended Great Neck South's lead to 9, and Port Washington is not hitting anything from the outside. Sabzuru is dominating the arc, and he will look to continue that in the second half.
And we'll be back with the second half inbound. I believe it will be Blazers ball coming into the half, up 9 on WDOT Port Washington.
Back at Tanaga High School, with second half basketball for the Vikings. Vikings come in down by 9, 24-15, Great Neck South. It'll be Port Washington ball on the far side of the court. For Washington starting out with Shanahan, Stolper, Malconian, Dash, and Russell. Stolper kicks it out to the right side of Russell. Tries to go in the lane, puts up a crazy pass, turnover. It'll be Witt driving the ball up to Henry on the left side, and he goes right to Dash and puts up a circus slam, and it's in for the first point to the half. Not in the way Portland will start with another turnover. Malconian drives left. Just trying to get past that, and he does so, guarded by Henry. Puts it right side, give and go, back to Malconian. Blocked away by Great Neck South. And they're looking to push it the other way. Witt on the left side, puts it for 3, and it's good. Tyler Witt from 3.
Great Neck coming out with a fire in their bellies. Out of the locker room, 5 early points for the Blazers.
Connor passes the ball to Dash inside, and puts it to 2-2 for the first points for the Washington. Witt brings up the ball for Great Neck South, guarded by Shanahan at the point. He drops it to Sabzuru, now to Henry starting the play. Guarded by Stolper, ball at the point. Gives it to the left side, the left woods. Slowing things down, now at the top of Goldstein. Looking down low, can't find him, gives it to the left side to Sabzuru. Guarded by Malconian, drives left, triple teamed, and is fouled on the play by Malconian. There were 3 defenders there for Port Washington, and that foul was very unnecessary right there.
Another unnecessary defensive effort from Port. And they look to climb back in this one. Down 11 right now, early in the second half.
Sabzuru looking to pad his stats here with another free throw attempt. He had a couple threes here in the first half, and his first attempt from the line is good. Extending Great Neck South's lead to 13 with 6:43 here remaining in the third quarter.
Sabzuru got a very nice touch from the shot. Switches almost every time, and he does yet again. Another free throw.
Well, lost the ball. Stolper brings up the ball to Port. Malconi makes a move inside. Stolper finds him, puts up an underhand layup, and it's good. A nice dribble drive by Joe Malconi, and the assist from Jack Stolper.
Great pass and look from Stolper, and an even better finish from Malconi.
Samson on the right side gives it up top to Henry, guarded by Stolper. He drives right, picked by Lefkowitz, kicks it out top to Zabzaru. He puts it in, and it's good.
Another three-pointer from David Zabzaru, and he's lighting it up in this points statistical category.
Washington trying to up the pace, but it's taken right away by Goldstein. He kicks out to Zabzaru again, another three, and it's good again from Zabzaru. He cannot stop hitting from three.
That is his fifth three-pointer, I believe, and it's only the third quarter early on.
Washington needs an answer, and another turnover from Gary Russell, and an immediate timeout by Dooley. Fort Washington giving up way too many points here in the third quarter. The lead is extending to 18 points. Great Neck South leads, and we'll be right back to you right after Matt speaks.
Dylan, I was just going to say that I believe it was about a minute ago that I said that the Vikings were down by 9, and now they are down by 18, just like that, with two straight threes from Zabzaru and one from Witt. And the Vikings need to hold on to the basketball. They need to score in order to get this one. They're going to have to play from offense and defense to come back in this one down 18.
With only 2:10 gone by here in the third quarter, Port Washington down 18. We will be right back to you with more third quarter basketball.
We are back with more third quarter basketball from Port Washington. It'll be Great Neck South inbounds here at 5:50 remaining. Washington rolling with the same starting five that they came with out of the first half. And now Henry drops the ball for the next out. Guarded by Stolper. Makes a move on Stolper. Goes up for the shot, and he is fouled by Daniel Dash. He cannot believe it. He was going for the monster block on that one.
Every time somebody creeps into the lane, Dash steps up and goes for the huge rejection. And this time, unsuccessful as he bodies Henry to the floor. Called for the foul. Two shots from Henry right now. And if he sinks both, he'll put them up by 20 with 5.5 left in the third quarter.
The much smaller but very quick Henry has been dominating the inside of the paint on Port's defense all day. And not even Daniel Dash can figure him out on that one.
He missed the first free throw attempt, and the second attempt from the line is coming up. The second attempt from the line is in, and the lead is 19. Port Washington needs some kind of answer to fight back in this game. Shanahan brings up the ball right side, and the pass is tipped immediately by Witt, and it's taken away by Witt. Witt slows it down for Great Neck South.
Another turnover from the Vikings early on in the second half.
Witt trying to drive on Shanahan, but jumps back to Zabzaru, who kicks it right back out to the right side to Witt, who puts up a three off the front rim, no good, and there's a foul on Joe Malconian on the rebound.
Zabzaru not shooting on that one, but he made a very good pass into the corner to Witt for the three. But Witt cannot finish, and it will stay Blazers ball under their own basket.
Excuse me, the foul was on Daniel Dash, not Joe Malconian. And Great Neck South will inbound the ball from under Port's basket with 5:14 remaining. A wide open Zabzaru from the top of the point. Crazy shot, no good. Rebound, Daniel Dash. Ball fought for, tipped away by Witt. And it is off Daniel Dash, and it will be Great Neck South's ball under the basket.
Malconian taking Dash's head, putting it to his mouth, and whispering in his ear to calm down, as they need Dash in this one to come back.
Port Washington with no answer early on. The inbound play is an air ball shot from Jason Goldstein. And Port's Connor Shanahan will bring the ball quickly to Daniel Dash, right to Jack Stolper for a nice 1-2 play. And the layup for Port Washington.
A great tic-tac-toe play, as they call it. Very good passing from the Vikings.
They really needed that basket, and they need to stop on defense right now. Witt brings up the ball, drops it off to Zabzaru, and out of the point to Henry. Henry gives it to the right side to Lefkowitz. Looks inside to Henry for the alley-oop, and it was blocked away by Connor Shanahan.
A great defensive stop from Shanahan. Sheldon Henry cannot believe that. Shanahan got a hand on that ball.
The athleticism from Henry on that one was almost astonishing. As he inbounds the pass to Witt inside, he kicks it out to Goldstein for the easy two-pointer jumper.
And Goldstein, if you leave him open, he will make his shot. Put a hand in his face. He hasn't so far.
Stouffer on the right side finds Dash inside the goal, Washington, and he puts up a contested layup. And the lead is 40-23, Great Neck South, just over 4 minutes remaining.
Good aggressive basket from Dash there, going up with his big body to put it in.
Port now finding points, but can't seem to get a stop on defense. Sheldon Henry at the top for Great Neck South. Drives on Snowper, kicks out to Wick, finds Goldstein in the middle for another uncontested shot, which is no good. Rebounded to Ressa. Ressa finds Shanahan, who drives up the court on Wick. He drives all the way, finds Dash inside again for another easy layup. They have done that two straight plays now, and they found Dash wide open inside in the paint. And the timeout taken by Great Neck South. And we'll be right back to you with more third quarter basketball as Port is down by 15. 3:39 left here in the third quarter. Port Washington down 40-25 to Great Neck South. It'll be Sabzaru inbounding here from the far side. Henry taking it nice and slow for Great Neck South. Down by Stolper. Gives it to the left side. To the left wards, gives it to the right now to Henry. Hits the shoot, fakes. Run by Stolper, doesn't flinch, drives on the baseline, puts up a shot, and it's good.
A great dribble move from Henry, showing off his prolific skills.
As he shakes the basket after
Shanahan looking to up the pace here for Port, finds Ressa inside for a layup, no good.
Ressa needs to start finishing on these layups for Port to come back.
Another good find by Shanahan, but the ball's going the other way. It's tipped away by Joe Malcone. And he has the ball for Port, driving on the right side, finds Ressa in deep again. Another layup, and he's fouled on the play, and he will go to the line and shoot two. 3 minutes remaining here, Port Washington down 17. The foul was on Jason Goldstein, and Ressa will go to the line and shoot two.
Ressa looking to sink both of these to chip away at this deficit. And the Vikings really need these shots from Ressa right now.
Ressa's first attempt from the line. He spots it up. Off the front rim, no good. One more attempt coming from the charity strike here.
This is much needed for the Vikings with just under 3 minutes to play in the third quarter.
Port rolling with two men in the backcourt right now. Stolper and Daniel stay back on defense to try to limit this team from scoring points on them as Stolper hits in, Ressa hits in the next free throw. Now to Henry up top, looks to spot up, no good. Wick to the left side for a three-pointer, and it's good. A quick answer from Great Neck South here, extending their lead even more.
The Blazers proving themselves and proving to anyone else in this gym that they are a very good outside shooting team, sinking yet another three.
Now Konian struggles to bring the ball past that. Malconian has on the right side, tries to find Ressa, can't find him, tip back out to Malconian, who puts up the three and it's good.
Malconian playing very good basketball right now in this game, with a three to come back. Answers from Wick's three in the last possession.
Sabzaru now the left side to Henry's at the point, guarded by Stolper. Now in the left wing to leftwards, guarded by Ressa, drops it up top to Goldstein. Goldstein back to the left side to Sabzaru. Sabzaru lines up from three. And it's good again from Sabzaru. Another three-pointer from the sharpshooter.
Yet another three for the Blazers and for Sabzaru.
Stolper on the left side finds Dash and deep. Goes for the jumper, no good. Dash fighting for the rebound, but it's taken away by Sabzaru. He decides to slow it down, and he has Witt up top. Looking for Henry on the right side.
19-point lead with a minute and a half left.
Double dribble by Witt. And Port Washington will bring in Johnny Bellini and Matthew Schmitz, and out comes Daniel Dash and Jack Stolper. And in for Great Neck South, we have Jason Lee and... excuse me, that's it. Hans Stewart is in for Great Neck South. Port Washington ball, 122 left. Now Coney with a dangerous pass tipped away by Henry.
You learned in first grade never to make those cross-court passes on your own side. because they always get stolen, and that one almost got stolen, but it was tipped away from Henry.
That pass had little to no authority on it, and was could have easily been taken away for an easy two, but instead Johnny Bellini brings it up to court. Denham looking up the pace, finds Bellini inside, kicks it out to Malcone, wide open, off the back rim, no good rebound to Johnny Bellini. Bellini tries to find Ressa into it, checked out, Malcone changes. Now top to Bellini, finds open, fakes the pass to Shanahan. Lost his dribble, now looks for a pass. And the foul will be on Great Neck South. It will be on Gabe Lefkowitz with just under a minute remaining here in the third quarter. 48-29. Great Neck South leads against Port Washington. Connor Shanahan to inbound for the Vikings.
The Vikings should look to go for 2-for-1 in this one.
Shanahan, John Ressa inside. Kick out to Joe Malcone, who puts in the three.
Another three from Malcone, looking good with his shot in this third quarter.
The lead is 16 with 44 seconds remaining. Henry slowing it down for Great Neck South. Henry drives right on Bellini and drops it off to Witt up top. Lee sets a pick. Shanahan stays with Witt. Witt drives to the left, drops it off to left wing. So almost falls and kicks it back to Witt on the left wing. Throws it up top to Lee, guarded by Malcone. 26 seconds remaining, 8 on the shot clock. Witt on the right side, drops to Henry at the top. He drives on Schmitz, puts up a layup, no good, blocked away by Schmitz. 20.9 seconds remaining here in the quarter. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Great Neck South inbound under Port's basket.
That was a very athletic and good move from Henry to lose the defender and drive to the basket.
Witt for the shot on the outside, it's good.
And they call that a signal on a three-pointer. He thought his foot was on the line, but he just called it three.
10 seconds remaining. Port's looking to push up the ball. Connor Shanahan with 7 seconds. It's hard for his defender to bring him on. He finds Johnny Bellini in deep from the layup, and it's good. A much needed basket from Johnny Bellini as the clock runs out here in the third quarter. Port Washington down 50-34, and they need to find something in the fourth quarter to get them back in this game. We'll be right back with more Vikings action and the fourth quarter coming up next.
Back here with the fourth quarter, 51-34 lead for the Blazers. Sabzaru putting on a show on offense with 6 three-pointers and a couple twos to add to his stats. Sheldon Henry catches the inbound and brings it up for the Blazers. Guarded by Shanahan at the top. Bellini staying in for the Vikings to start the fourth quarter, and Schmitz will also come in. Sabzaru on the left wing, guarded by Malcone. A nice bounce pass to Lefkowitz. To Goldstein on the elbow, back to Lefkowitz at the top of the key, finds Henry on the right wing. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Loses it, but he corrals it again. He drives right, picks up his dribble. 3 seconds left on the shot clock. Shot is up by Goldstein, no good off the rim. And Ressa with the board gives the outlet pass to Bellini. Bellini with a bounce pass to Malconian in the corner. Malconian, one-handed pass to Shanahan on the right wing. Into the paint to Malconian, out to Schmitz, out to Bellini in the corner, and he shuffles his feet before putting the ball on the ground. He's called for a traveling violation. Yet another turnover from the Vikings.
It was a good start for Port on the defensive end. They kept Great Neck South in check, not being able to drive, but a very quick and indecisive offensive possession leads to another turnover.
Henry will bring it up. Bounce pass into the paint to Goldstein. Out on the right wing to Henry. A nice feed to the cutting Goldstein, who puts up a shot, air balls. I think it was tipped by Ressa. Good block from Ressa on the defensive end. And Bellini kicks it out to Shanahan. Shanahan drives into the paint to Ressa. Good basketball move and good layup from Ressa.
Excellent layup by Ressa. Great find there. And that was good ball movement for Port to get another basket on the board.
51-36, 6.5 left in the game. Henry finds Sabzaru. Sabzaru for another three. He buries the triple. That is a 7th three-pointer. He has 21 points alone from threes. And Shanahan on the left wing. He drives, gives it to Schmitz in the corner. Schmitz puts up a three. No good. And it's rebounded by Shanahan, who drives, almost travels, and passes it out to Henry. Henry is smacked in the face, but no call. And Sabzaru will bring it up for the Blazers.
I thought they could have called a walk on Shanahan there.
And a weird foul is called on Sabzaru for bodying up Malcone and lowering his shoulder. A light foul is called, and the coach of the Blazers is screaming that that is a stupid foul.
with this big of a lead. 5:54 left to play. Shanahan will bring it up. And Malconian on the right wing. It drives left. Pulls it back out. And Shanahan on the right wing kicks it to Schmitz in the corner. Schmitz, a good pass into the post for Ressa. Ressa double teamed by Lefkowitz and Goldstein. It's tipped away. His pass is tipped away by Lefkowitz. Out of bounds. Vikings basketball. 14 left on the shot clock.
If Ressa has the ball that far in deep, he needs to go for a layup because Port needs points very quickly here.
Shanahan inbounds back court to Malconian. Malconian slows it down with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Schmitz puts up the corner jumper. It's no good. Short off the rim. Rebounded by Goldstein, who finds his point guard Henry.
Port chewed a lot of clock there and did not come away with any points. That's devastating to their comeback.
And left point, a nice feed into Sabzaru. Lee in the paint to Goldstein. Goldstein with a floater. No good. Rebounded by Schmitz. Outlet pass to Shanahan. Shanahan drives. Spin move in the paint, blocked away by Lefkowitz. A good move on the offense, but an even better move on the defense for the Blazers. And Henry kicks it out to Lee in the corner. Lee drives, spin move, pulls it back out to Goldstein. Sabzaru, timeout called for the Blazers. 4:48 left, 54-36 lead. Vikings in hopes of a comeback here. We will be back here with 4:48 left. Welcome back to WDOT Port Washington. 54-36 lead for the Blazers, and Sabzaru will inbound it from the sideline. Passes it back court to Sheldon Henry, who will bring it up for the Blazers. Guarded closely by Henry. Sabzaru passes across to Witt. Witt to Lefkowitz on the left wing. Goldstein at the top of the key. Kicks it out to Sabzaru. His deep three-point line guarded by Berlin. Henry at the top of the key. Dribble move, loses Shanahan, gives it Sabzaru. Sabzaru to Witt. And the shot clock goes off. Shot clock violation. Turnover for the Blazers. Vikings basketball.
Even though Great Neck South came up with no points on that offensive possession, they're still chewing a lot of clock and making this comeback not very possible for Port Washington.
Spear, who just checked in for the Vikings, passes into the post to Shanahan. Kickball violation. Vikings basketball, 31 on the shot clock. Shanahan inbounds. He finds Bellini at the top of the key. Bellini bounce pass to Shanahan on the right wing. He drives left in the paint. Pass is blocked away, but regained and corralled by Shanahan, who puts up the shot. It's good from the free throw line.
Nice touch by Shanahan there. Port needed that basket.
And a full court press is put on from the Vikings. Great Neck breaks away, but slowed down by Witt. Henry at the top. Guarded by Daly, crosses him up, goes into the paint, pulls it back out, and gives it to Witt at the top of the key. And the Great Neck South Blazers are in all shoe clock mode right now. 3:40 left to play. Henry at the top. He drives, puts up a lay-in, no good. Good defense from Spear, who rebounds it. An outlet pass to Bellini. Bellini brings it up, bounce pass to Shanahan. Shanahan for three in the corner. It's no good. A brick put up from Shanahan. Not the usual Shanahan that we see from the three-point arc.
That's really what it's been all night. A lot of missed threes from Washington.
And Witt on the left wing, who brings it across to the top of the key. Gives it to Henry. And a couple dribble passes, and it gets back to Witt and back to Henry. And there's a foul called on number 23, junior Mark Daly of the Vikings. A reach-in foul.
This game may be too far out of reach for Port Washington now, down by 18 with just over 3 minutes to go, and Great Neck South ball. Not very aggressive defense from Port, not the defense they want to be playing right now.
And a good feed from the inbound to Witt. Double team. Good defense from Spear. He steals it away. Shanahan with the outlet pass. Gets it to the right to Ressa. Ressa in the paint. Kicks it out to Bellini. Bellini puts up a three. No good. Off the rim. Rebounded by Spear offensively. Rebounded again by Spear. Puts up the shot. It's good. Phenomenal basketball from junior Ben Spear. Sabzaru brings it up. He crosses half court from Bellini. Guarded by Bellini. 24 on the shot clock. Bounce pass into the paint. Stolen away by the Vikings. Mark Daly corrals it.
Great defense support there. Forcing turnovers now.
Outlet pass. Spear in the corner. Puts up the three. No good. Rebounded by the Blazers.
and stolen away by Spear. And there's a timeout called.
Full timeout for the Blazers before they were about to call a foul on Spear.
14-point lead for the Blazers with 2:15 left. Full timeout called. We will be back right here. Welcome back. 2:15 left to play from Port Washington. And Port is definitely being defeated right now. 54-40. 14-point lead. And the Blazers will inbound it from the opposite baseline. Full court press put on from the Vikings. Almost tipped away by Ressa, but controlled by the Blazers. And Sheldon Henry escapes and gets it out to the top of Peter Witt, who will chew the clock. Bounce pass in the post, high post to Wilson. Back to Witt, and Sheldon Henry at the top of the key. Leftwich cross-court pass to Witt. Witt wide open, does not elect to shoot. Gives it another cross-court pass, Sabzuru will get it on the right wing. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Witt drives, puts up a nice up and under move off the backboard, no good, corralled by Mark Daly. He bounces it on the floor and regains it. Cross-court pass from Shanahan to Spear. Spear for three, no good. Rebounded by Bellini, and it's poked away, and it's thrown from Goldstein off of Bellini. Blazers ball.
That miss just about does it for Port Washington here. They had a nice defensive possession there. Couldn't get the turnover though, and that's really what hurt them there. 1:30 left, Port Washington down by 14 now.
Tyler Witt will inbound for the Blazers. He finds Henry wide open. Shanahan regains, and a foul, reaching foul on Connor Shanahan. He is called for the foul, reaching in on Henry, and Henry will inbound it with 35 on the shot clock.
Great next half, gonna look to just chew the clock here. End this game now.
Inbound to Sabzuru. Sabzuru on the left corner. He passed the top of the key to Witt. Guarded by Daly. Sheldon Henry frees himself open, gives it to Witt again. Sabzuru chewing the clock with a minute and 12 left to play. Henry at the top. Passes to the right to Witt. Sabzuru almost picked off by Bellini. Henry in the corner does not shoot. Sabzuru with 8 on the shot clock. Gives it to Witt. Witt drives right. Bounce pass to Lefkowitz. Shot is no good. Air ball. Rebounded by Bellini. Drives up the court. 2-on-1. Passes. Floater. It's in. Bellini with a second bucket of the game. Quick inbounds. 40 seconds left. Foul is called on Shanahan again. Fresh shot clock for the Blazers as they lead by 12.
For Washington, if they want to come back in this game, down by 12 with only 41 seconds remaining, they need to force a turnover and they need to foul immediately. If they don't get it, they're going to have to foul right here.
Sabzuru guarded by Daly. Pressure put on. He finds Henry. Double team Henry, gives it to Witt. To Sabzuru on the right wing. Double teamed by Ressa and Bellini. And they force a jump ball. And it will be Vikings basketball with 25 left on the clock in hopes of a comeback, but far unlikely.
Too little, too late for Port Washington here.
Shanahan finds Spear. Spear puts up a three. No good. Rebounded by Bellini. Daly from the left wing three. No good. Rebounded by Daly himself. Puts up the lay-in. It's good. Offensive rebound. Follows his shot and puts up the layup. 10 seconds left. Clock is running. Inbound to Henry. Henry brings it across court. And that'll just do it for the Vikings. And they will go down and lose 54-44. Falling to 0-3 on the season. A 10-point loss for the Vikings, and we'll be back with the post-game show right here. Washington loses this one 54-44 to the Great Neck South Blazers. One that everyone in this gym thought Port Washington should win, and they do not do that. Dylan, what do the Vikings need to do on Friday against Massapequa in hopes of getting their first win?
It always starts with turning over the ball. Port Washington's offense is stuck with turning over the ball on many of their possessions, and it leads to many points not being scored. And it's also their perimeter defense. You saw David Sabzuru nailing from three every single possession for the Blazers. And it was evident because the lead just kept extending when Port just kept trying to chew back at this lead.
And Sabzu was money from three tonight. He was the big reason why they won tonight. And Port Washington needs to work on driving into the lane, nailing their outside shots, and not turning over the ball.
Sabzuru had about half of his team's point and scoring 21 from three-point land, pushing the Blazers' lead to 10. And we've seen a good performance from the Vikings. Johnny Bellini, a role player, coming in, stepping up, playing well, hopefully earning more playing time in the future. And Joe Malkonian, coming off a great game against Manhasset, has another very good game for the Vikings in this one. And Shanahan struggled a little bit. He will look to bounce back Friday against the Massapequa Chiefs, And that'll do it for us from this game. 54-44 win. The Blazers win over the Vikings. And we'll see you from Port Washington Friday night at 6:15 against Massapequa. So long from Matt Levine and Dylan Spilko.